感谢主，就是今天呢，也神把一个特别的一个题目放在我的心里面。
So praise the Lord, God has given me a special topic today.
那我觉得今天呢，也是一个特别的一个信息，特别的一个方式来讲。
And I also felt it's a new method, a new message. As well.
我们先翻开约翰福音第四章。
So let's turn to John chapter 4.
第四章就说可能今天打不出来啊，共享屏幕没有。So today we cannot share screen. So you might turn to your Bible, John chapter 4, verse 1 to 26. Our Wi-Fi has some problems. 我们的网络有点问题。
我们就翻到四章，约翰福音四章一到二十六节。
那这个经文呢，可能很多人都熟悉，但是今天我们也从一个特别的角度来讲。
So many of you are familiar with this chapter, but we're gonna talk to you about from a different perspective.
主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多，一句一句。
Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John.
其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，那是他的门徒施洗。
Although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized but his disciples.
他就离开了犹太，又往加利利去。
So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee.
必须经过撒玛利亚。
Now he had to go through Samaria.
于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。
So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph.
在那里有雅各井。耶稣应周路空乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有五正。
Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon.
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说：“请你给我水喝。”
When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?"
那时门徒进城买食物去了。
His disciple has gone into the town to buy food.
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans."
耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”
Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is it to ask you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you the living water."
妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？”
Sir, the woman said, "You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where do you get the living water?"
我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。”
And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again."
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头。成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”
The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming to here to draw water."
意思说：“你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。”
He told her, "Go call your husband and come back."
妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的。”
I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband."
你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you are now have is not your husband. What you just said is quite true.
妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。”
Sir, the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet."
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜。你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。”
Woman, Jesus replied, "Believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem."
你们所拜的你们不知道，你们我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
The Samaritans worship what you do not know, we worship what we do know, for the salvation is from the Jews.
时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipper will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is a spirit and his worshipper must worship in the spirit and in truth.
妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。
The woman said, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us.
意思说，这和你说话的就是他。
Then Jesus declared,I, the one speaking to you, I am he.
感谢主，我们就读到这里。
So we will end here.
后来什么事情发生呢？这个妇人就是很高兴，就把水罐子放下了，跑到城里告诉所有的人，我遇见弥赛亚。
So what happened next is that the woman was joyful and she left her jar and then went back to the town and told everyone about it.
你读到这段经文的时候，你发现很长。
So you read this.
很长的一段对话。
Scripture is a very long conversation.
今天我们就讲为什么这么长。
So I want to talk to you about why is it so long.
你发现圣经里面呢，神跟人讲话呢是很简短。
So you will see that in the scripture, a lot of times when God speaks to people, it's very short.
特别是神跟人对话的时候是非常简短。
Especially when he comes having a conversation with man.
当然，神给人要颁布这个律法诫命，通过摩西，那是很长。
Even though that there will be long, description of law and regulations that they have.
但是神要和人对话的话呢，就是一句两句。
However, when man a God talks to man, it's usually just one or two sentences.
那些神就最后就画了句号。
So God usually just put a period at the end of his sentence.
你发现你读旧约新约呢，就是神跟人对话，我讲的是对话。
So if you read the Old Testament and New Testament, I'm talking about conversations between man and God.
很少超过三句。
So usually it will not
三个来回。
It will usually be more than like three conversations, like back and forth.
对，我们讲的是对话。今天我也讲对话。
So what I'm talking about today is conversation.
那另一种讲话的方式叫做独白。
So the other kind of
the monologue.
Yeah, so it's called a monologue.
Mono 在英文就是什么？一个人，一个
人。So mono means like single, like one person.
这个对话 dialogue 就是 dialogue 什么？
两
个人。
So yeah, so monologue and dialogue.
这个有非常大的区别。今天我们讲这个对话。
So today we're gonna talk about dialogue.
神跟人对话的时候呢，我刚才讲了，就很简短，因为神就说明白了，你就不用讲了。
So as I mentioned earlier, usually it's quite short because God has already explained and it's easy and that's the end.
那旧约里面神跟人对话呢，最长的一段是在神在呼召摩西的时候，在荆棘里面火焰里面向他显现，那是最长的一段对话。
So the longest dialogue for man and God in the Old Testament was found in when Moses was being called from the fire of the thorns.
来来回回大概有十次之多。
So he talked back and forth with God about like 10 times.
因为神说摩西摩西。
Because God called Moses Moses.
他说我是亚伯拉罕以撒的神。
I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
说我要找你去这个带领以色列人出埃及。
I'm calling you to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那摩西呢就说我怎么能带领这个以色列人出埃及呢？
So、Moses,
谁能听我呢
？So Moses said, "Okay, who am I? I can lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Who will listen to me?"
反正来来去去，来来去去，就是神要劝说摩西要带领以色列人出埃及。
So they talked back and forth. So God was trying to persuade Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那个地方呢，就是说神跟摩西，你知道摩西是多么重要的人物，对吧
？So you know how important Moses is.
没有摩西就没有圣经。
So without Moses, there will be no.
大家相信吗？没有摩西就没有圣经。
Do you believe that?
因为前面的五个经卷都是摩西写的。
Because the first five books of the Bible was written by Moses.
包括新约里面圣经，新约里面很多时候圣。耶稣基督也引的是旧约摩西的五经。
Including the New Testament, a lot of scriptures quoted by Jesus was also found in the book of Moses, in those five books.
神跟摩西来来回回见是有原因的，对吧？
So that's why there's a reason between the conversation with God and Moses.
但是神跟这个妇人呢，讲话讲了七个来回。
However, Jesus, when Jesus was speaking with this woman, he talked to her about seven times.
那他又不是摩西，为什么要这样来来回回讲？
So this woman is not Moses. Then how come God will spend such a long time like talking to her?
你知道新约里面啊，这个是最长的对话。
So in the New Testament, that is the longest conversation ever recorded.
当然，我也可能不一定准确，就是发现的话，你来告诉我就。
So I may not be correct. If you find like other scriptures, that you can come and talk to me about it.
那为什么会讲这么长的时间？
Then how come it was so long? Like the conversation between them is so long.
中国人有句话，就讲长的时候防不防啊？
So sometimes Chinese will say how it's really annoying when you talk to me this long.
那你知道新约里面啊，主耶稣向彼得讲话都是两句，一句棒就完了。
So you know the New Testament when Jesus is talking with Peter is usually just like one or two sentences.
就像这个耶稣讲说是，哎呀，我要被钉十字架，怎么怎么怎么，对吧？彼得就说，不能钉十字架。
Just like when Jesus was telling them that, oh, I am going to be nailed on the cross. And then Peter was saying, no, you cannot do that. And then what Jesus said?
那耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
So Jesus said that, Satan, go away, that you only care about the heart of, you are not caring about the heart of the God, but only Satan.
句号。
So it's a period.
不讲，没什么要讲的了。
So nothing else.
没法讲，对不对？意思也不用讲了，对不对？
Yeah. So it's a period.
你发现你读的时候都是这样，耶稣跟门徒对话也就是两句半句。
So if you read the scripture, you will find the same with other disciples as well.
当然就是说在实际的生活里面，他的对话呢可能有很多，但是不能写下来，对不对？
So probably they do have very practical conversations in their daily life, but it was not recorded in the scripture.
那么无关紧要的不能写下。
Because this non-essentials are not needed in the scripture.
因为那时候写这些经卷的时候，重要的事情呢都写在羊皮上面，对吧？羊皮卷上，谁羊皮卷上随便乱写东西吧，对对，太贵了，对不对？
Because in the back then, they need to record important things on, you know, the piece of leather, like lamp leather. So it's because it's precious, it's expensive. That's why they don't record like non-essential things.
那时候又没有印刷术，对不对？要么就是羊皮卷，要么就是蒲草纸。中国呢，用这个铸件，对吧
？So back then there was no printings. So either written on a piece of leather or paper, or in the Chinese culture, we write on the bamboo sticks.
中国人这个经济很有经济的头脑，什么东西给他弄的既便宜又方便啊，卷起来也可以。
So Chinese are very wise in making economic use of, you know, like things.It's cheap and reusable, and you can roll it into a roll.
那在这里这个讲个题外话，就是说那个时候的人写任何字要写在铸件上面，写在羊皮上面，那是非常重要的，不然你随便写了干什么？太贵了。
So you know back then because they're written on a letter on the bamboo stick, so they have to you know like take special care for what they are going to be written because it's very precious, very expensive.
怪不得中国的古文很难懂，因为它一个字就好多意思，对对，你就写在那里，因为它要精简简短。
That's why the old Chinese characters are so hard because one letter can mean a lot of things because they want to minimize, you know, the space.
那时候，所以这个讲一些题外话，就是说后来这个印刷术开始的时候呢，人就开始胡写了。
So after people invented the printing, so people start to write a lot of you know, nonsense.
因为这个纸呢，就是比较贵，但是也不会太胡写。
So because the paper is still expensive, so they still are not writing.
现在我们 internet 出现的时候呢，人就真的胡写了。
And now we have internet, so people do actually write bullshit.
那时候讲到这个。讲到在这个誊写圣经的过程里面啊，就是有一些故事，很有趣的故事。
So there are many very interesting stories about, you know, like how they record the Bible.
因为在早期这个修道院里面呢，那些 monks 就是那些修士呢，他们就要抄写圣经。
So back then the monks had to record the Bible, the scriptures.
那个旁边呢没有火炉，冷得不得了。
So and it's cold. There's no fire, and they are usually cold.
那抄写的人呢，有时候他们也觉得很无聊，就是太辛苦了，有时候就想传个纸条子。
So and then the people who are recording the scriptures, they find it really hard and boring, and sometimes they want to send a little message
to somebody else.
To someone else, yeah.
他有时候呢，他就用他正在抄写的那个纸的那个边上写的字传给旁边的那个同学。It is too cold.
So probably they will just write some message like nearby the paper that I mean the pen and paper that he's using to.Read the scriptures.
那时候就像我们小学里面一样，小学里面我们写字的时候，老师在旁边监督。你如果传纸条，自己打一洞，他们怕被打。但是呢，他们很喜欢做这种事情。
So it's similarly to when we are young, we try to you know write little messages in a blue paper and send to other classmates.
我记得最清楚的，小时候被校长给救出来传纸条子的时候，那是记得最清楚的一次。
I still remember when I was beingcalled by the principal because I was sending little messages to other people.
那有时候他们就写 it is too cold. 另外一个拿去看了以后呢，他以为是圣经上的话，他就抄写的时候写 it is too cold.
For example, they might say, okay, it is too cold, and passing the message to other classmate. I mean, so other monks thought this is actually from the Bible, and then he will also write it down. Okay, it is too cold.
那好在什么呢？就当时监督的非常严格，就是。
So the good thing is they do have a very good monitoring system back then.
所以就是说，誊写圣经的整个过程呢是非常非常严格。就像这些一出现的话，它有订正啊，各方面非常严格。
So the recording of the Bible was done like precisely because they have very good monitoring system.
那这个是个题外话，就是说呢，那个时候的人啊，就是说特别在。耶稣的时代啊，耶稣之前的时代，那就写东西是非常非常严格和认真的。
So, basically, what we're saying is that during that time, people do take a very special, cautions when they record the Bible.
何况是圣经，对不对？当时司徒和先知写的时候，这是神的话，一个字都不能错。神说了就写，不说不能写，哈，不仅仅是钱多少的，羊皮多贵的问题。
So especially because this is the Bible, is the word of God from God, from the disciples. That's why they have to write everything precisely, not just because of the cost of it.
那言归正传，就是说这个耶稣跟这个妇人对话这么长的，肯定是非常重要，要记载在圣经里。
So back to our topic, Jesus was talking to this woman for such a long time. The reason behind it is because it is such an important conversation.
每一句每一个字都非常重要，因为要写在圣经里面，要以后几千年的人都要读，这是神的话。
Every little word is important because it is recorded in the Bible, and this Bible is going to pass down into generations.
那我现在要问你一个问题，因为这么重要，我要问大家一个问题，省得大家睡着了，大家来回答。
So、
你什么情况下和人长时间的对话，在什么样的状况下？
Under what kind of condition or situation you will have this kind of long conversation with other men?
我为什么今天讲这个问题呢？因为神呢的不断的在启示和带领我们。我们现在呢，神要来得着很多的人，很多的人呢是因着我们会讲话而来到了教会，也因着我们不会讲话而离开了教会，就这么简单。
Why is it important? Because our words are so important. It's by our words that people come to believe, and also by our words they love the gospel.
就说你是，我现在呢问大家，不要管圣经上的事情啊。就是你想想，你什么时候你跟人长时间的讲话
？So think about yourself.
你可以想，或者什么状况、什么人、什么，对不对
？Under what kind of condition, situation you will have long conversations with other men?
做生意的人呢，我这个这档生意一定要成。
长时间没有见过面的朋友，
对对，这是一种情况。
对，
对，长时间没有。
重要的人，
很重要的人就坐下来，坐下来。
重要的事，
愿意听重要的事。
OK。
我们非常感谢，愿意。
一个一个讲，一个一个讲，一个一个。
So Jasmine was saying that for a person that they haven't met in a long time.
第一种就是好长时间没见过了，是吧？
Yeah, one situation is that you
haven't seen
a person in a long time. So what's your purpose of doing that?
知道近况，彼此近。
哎，你要了解他的近况，了解他近况做什么？
不
做什么，
没有
不做什么，没有什么 purpose， 很好很好，这个答案非常重要。好多时候没有 purpose 比有 purpose 更重要。
So just want to know the other person how the other person is doing。
好多时候没有 purpose， 人家就愿意跟你待在一起。有 purpose， 人家就不愿意跟你待在一起。
Yeah, without agenda. Without agenda.
有 purpose 没有 purpose 就是朋友，有 purpose 就是商人。
So with agenda. So it might not be true friend, but business partners. But without agenda, so will be friends.
还有什么情况？
So what?
你说重要的人是吧？
就是，生活当中重要的人。
啊，你跟你儿子是不是坐下来很长时间谈话？
是
吧？太好了，太好了。多少多少妈妈跟儿子坐下来，推心置腹，好长时间谈话。
管教的时候。
管教的时候，好长时间谈话。那太棒了，就是像这个意思，这样心平气和坐下来，
没有
啊，这个是促膝谈心，那太棒了，对吧？我给我们的妈妈一个点赞，对对对，有还是没有啊？
没有，
好像你没有太多的信心呢。对对
对。So maybe talking to your kids about something serious.
啊，对对对，那大家刚才讲了这么多啊，我们再回到这个圣经里面去。那主耶稣为什么和这个撒玛利亚妇人这样长时间的对话？回到正题。
Let's come back to our topic. Why Jesus spent such a long time with this woman?
啊，当然我们刚才读了这个经文，我们可以根据经文的上下文来回答啊，就是说，经文里面你看到了什么？他为什么需要，或者说当时就是说跟这个妇人这么长时间的来对话？他不会像个彼得那样，撒旦你退去吧。他不会这样讲。
So because you have read the scripture, you can probably go back to the scripture and you know find out why he spent such a long time. So instead of saying to Peter, Satan, back out, you know, like that kind of short, full sentence.
Yeah, 撒旦，这个不是撒旦，是彼得那个人脸皮厚，你让他退去，他不退去，对不对？是不是？
So probably Peter has a very thick skin. So even if you ask him to back off, he will not back off.
哎，你看这个，就是这是其中的一点。彼得这样的人，耶稣和他这样的话，你要他走，他也不走。
So a person such as Peter, even if you ask him to,
那为什么这个撒玛利亚妇人需要这么长时间的来对话？大家可以根据上下文啊，根据你所理解的呀，根据你所感受的呀。有时候我们的感受也非常重要，在读经的时候你要去感受它。
他就是对话过程就表示他其实
很关心这个
撒玛利亚
妇人。
感谢。
他说话很温柔，就是让对方感受到被爱
了，
被需要。
你翻译一下。
啊、，so Jesus saying that Jesus has been very gentle to the woman and then respecting her, you know, like making her feel that she was needed.
Zoom 上面有没有人来回应的？为什么
share on the Zoom?
为什么耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人这样长的对话？
Why Jesus had such a long conversation with the Samaritan woman?
可能撒玛利亚妇人感觉到她自己是被接纳、被包容，然后被理解的，所以她感觉到比较安全，跟主耶稣进行交流，有一个人能倾听她的声音。
So maybe because the woman was felt like accepted.Yeah, understood by Jesus, so that yeah,
being listened to.
Yeah.
也就是刚才 Sarah 的就是被倾听、被理解、被接纳，很好，哈利路亚。
我觉得正是因为他不敢去，就是他老是会拒绝别人，所以呢，神需要很长的时间跟他说，以至于他可以被感觉到。
就是这个女的，她常常拒绝别人。
不是这个女的常常被别人拒绝，因为她中午去打水嘛。然后他因为长时间都觉得别人是拒绝他的，所以呢，所以耶稣才需要花很长的时间去跟他谈论。
So Anna is saying that this woman maybe always feel rejected by people, but so Jesus, Lord Jesus, need to take a long time to make her feel safe.
Yeah,
very good point. 非常好的一个点。 今天早上我还正好就读到一个东西，是一个心理学家呢讲到，他说有的人啊，为什么朋友少？他说有九点。
So earlier this morning, I read a book about written by some psychologists saying that how come some people will have less friends, and he gave out like nine different you know situations why.
我说哎呦，神给我一个印证，我在准备这个信息，我把那九点都写下来，今天不讲。但是有一点他说呢，就是说好多时候这个朋友少的人，他不愿意去感受别人的感受。
So there are 9 points, but I only talk about one. One is that those who have less friends, they are afraid of feeling what other people are feeling.
就是不能去感受。
So they cannot like feel what others feel.
当然还有其他的啊，还有其他，还有一个就是被 rejected. 他怕被拒绝。
And then also the other part is that they are being afraid of.
刚才 Sarah 讲的就是怕拒绝。
Afraid of being rejected, afraid of rejection.
嗯，感谢主。还有什么？还有哪一方面？耶稣为什么要这么长时间？你从这个妇人的这个背景看的话，我们感谢主啊，就是我们中间好多家庭都是很好的。这个妇人的背景是怎么样？是一个非常破碎的，对吧
？So this Samaritan woman has a broken family.
那其实我们每一个人在生命里面都有不同程度的破碎，但是有些呢就太大，有些小。其实我们都有破碎。
So, in each one of us, in to some kind of extent, like we all have some kind of brokenness in the area of our lives, even though some may have a, you know, like bigger brokenness.
像我的话，我自己我觉得有一点就是说，在这个生活里面出来。被破碎丢失的东西呢，就是我跟我父母亲的这个感情啊。我11岁离开他们去住校啊，就被迫就是拉远了。我现在跟他们不是很亲，我是孝敬他们是用头脑在孝敬。
So for me personally, because I left the house at the age of 11, and I felt I don't have that closeness with my parents, my family, and I'm kind of just like honoring them in my head.
Yeah, 就是我更多是用我的理性，用我的意志在来孝敬他们，但是呢，情感上面好多时候不能感受他们的感受。
So I'm using my brain to, you know, like to love them and help them, but in my emotionally, I felt distant.
我相信我们这一代人都经历不同程度的破碎。
So I believe our generation has also go through different kind of brokenness.
因为环境所迫。
By the circumstances that we are living in.
那现在呢，在加拿大、中国，你就发现下一代人经历更深度的一个破碎，婚姻、家庭，各种的，这个包括因着这种婚姻家庭破碎啊，无家可归啊，毒品啊，这些性关系的泛滥啊。
So nowadays in Canada and in China, the newer generation.Will go through even more brokenness due to drugs, homelessness, broken families, and you know, like, also.
那这个妇人呢？她是，这个背景呢，讲的就是她第一个，她是一个撒玛利亚妇人，啊。
So, first of all, this woman is from Samaria.
她不是犹太人，对吧
？She's not a Jew.
他们的信仰呢，也是一个混杂的一个信仰。
So they have a.Very mixed beliefs.
但最主要的呢，就是说她结过五次婚，现在呢跟一个男人在同居。你像2000多年前，对吧？这种情况的话，在社会上是不能容忍的。
So just imagine, more than 2,000 years ago, this woman had 5 marriages, and now she's living with a man who is not her husband.
那这是清楚的，这是对话里面显露出来的，就是说这是她的一个背景。那个时候这样的人不知道什么原因没说，但是呢，这样的人在社会上面肯定是不被接纳的。
So the reason was not clearly stated in the Bible, but this kind of people will not be accepted by the society back then.
那主耶稣呢，他的心肠当然是要怎么样，要让这个人要听到好消息，听到得救的福音。
So Jesus wants this woman to know the good newsto receive the gospel.
那他就 所以这个简化的过程呢是一个非常长的一个过程，就像刚才大家讲的，就是说要让对方对吧去了解对方真实的一个情况，要让对方感觉到安全，对吧？
So that's why the conversation was long, so that the other person will feel safe, will feel accepted.
没有被拒绝。
So will not feel the rejection.
没有感觉到被垄断。
Will not feel judged.
这些都很重要。
So all of these are important elements.
其实大家刚才已经把很多的这个点都讲出来了。
So actually, most of us have pointed out the important points.
那，就说我今天为什么讲这个道呢？为什么我们讲到这个对话的这个话题呢
？So why do I talk about this topic today about dialogue conversations?
就是我们必须要学习去如何去跟人对话。
So because we need to learn how to have a conversation with others.
听起来这个是一件奇怪的事情，在教会里面，在我们的大家都会对话呀。
So it might be strange to talk about this because all of us know how to, you know, converse with others.
其实这个是一门学问，我们不断的要去学习它。
But it's actually an art that we have to continue to practice and learn.
那由国内的一些统计发现呢，就是我们这一代人，高级知识分子跟亲子关系最差。
So there is a statistics done in China that our generation, those who have higherdegree of education have worse parenting skills. Yes.
Parental relationship.
Parenting
我不知道大家承认不承认这个，但是呢，我就是听到国内的一些报道，就是高知的这些亲子关系最差。
So this is what the reporting.
按理说最好才对，对吧
？Yes. So the high people with higher education have worse parenting skills. It should be vice versa, right?
而且最近呢，就说高考一过，就出来很多的新闻，孩子自杀，孩子杀父母。
So now that is the China, they finished the year-end high school exam. So after the exam, a lot of kids were committing suicide or you know killing their parents.
包括最近在温哥华也有一起事件，我认识一个姐妹，另外一个教会姐妹讲到是她的朋友，就是孩子就割腕了，送到医院就死掉了。就是母亲讲了几句重话
，and including in Vancouver, so one of the sister told me so some kids committed suicide by cutting her hands after the mom was scolding her. Is it a child? So he died.
那所以呢，就是说这个东西，我觉得在前年的时候，我们有个姐妹看到异象，就是看到两代之间的一个关系，就是我们要想父母的关系和孩子的关系好，或者属灵的父母和孩子的关系好，这个父母先要一致。
Just like a couple years ago, a sister saw a vision about the problem between the older generation and the younger generation, the parent and the child, and also spiritual parent and the spiritual children. So in order to restore the relationship with, first of all, the parent, the older spiritual parent needs to get healings first from God.
好多时候我们觉得我们关心的是我们的孩子，我们孩子要这样要那样，将来要上哈佛，将来要怎么样，其实关键在于父母有没有健康。
So a lot of times we will focus on our next generation. So our kid will go to Harvard, our kids have to do this and that. But most importantly, the parent ourselves has to be healthy.
那为什么这个姐妹在祷告的时候，神会赐下这样一个异象给她呢？
So why when the sister pray and God gave her the vision?
那因为这件事情不是一个心理学家的事情，不是一个简单的一个家庭的事情。是一个，就是家庭对于神是非常重要的。
So it is not just about a psychologist problem or you know, but it is a problem of being a family. Family is very crucial.
在神的眼里面，这家庭是最为重要的。
So in God's eye, family is the most important thing.
因为神一开始造人的时候就造男造女，让他们生养众多，这就是家庭。
Because when God first created, He created men and women so that they can have a family.
那所以呢，就是说他们遍满全地，就是神祝福他们。
So that they can multiply, so God can bless them.
那今天也是一男一女成为一个家庭，神就祝福他们。
So same as today, so a man and a woman become one family, and God will bless them.
但是当他们不行在不明白神的道的时候呢，不行在神的道就成了一种破碎。
But when they are not together, so then it will become a brokenness.
那如果没有行在神的道。
So if they are not walking in God's ways.
那神的道当然是我们说整本圣经都是神的道，神的道就是怎么样让我们来按神的心意而活动，其中一部分就是我们什么样怎么样跟别人去沟通。
So this is God's way, like one of the important thing is that is for the God's way is to how to have a proper conversation with other people.
另外就是神为什么会把这样的这个启示对这样一个姐妹呢，我认为就是还有一点，就是我们属灵的家里面也是一样，就是这个非常的重要。我们希望好多人来到教会，他们能够听到耶稣救人的好消息，像属灵的儿女，让他们领进家人。但是呢，关键在于我们在教会的人有没有是健康的人，有没有真正和神有一个好的关系，是自己被医治了。
So another reason why God showed the vision to the sister is also for all of us.The spiritual family, parents, that in order for other people to recognize God, we need to be, first of all, we need to be very healthy.
那我呢，好多时候在因为工作的关系碰到好多的这个西人，低层的一些西人，那问他们，好多人都去过教会。
So because the job that I'm in, so a lot of times I will meet a lot of Caucasians, the lower class Caucasians. A lot of them have been to church before.
那问他为什么现在不去了
？And then I asked them, how come you are not going to church anymore?
他说因为我知道教会被垄断，基本好多人100%都回答教会被垄断。
Nearly 100% they will say they feel judged when they go to a church.
或者教会就是说有要求他们。
Or they feel
做不到的东西。
They feel like they've been requested of the things that they cannot do in a church.
所以他们就不去教会了。
So they end up not going at all.
那其实就回到这个耶稣跟撒玛利亚夫人的这个对话里面。这撒玛利亚人他是一个夫人，是一个非常破碎的人，他有很多的伤害在他的里面。就像今天在社会上，加拿大社会上的人一样，今天我们中国的下一代一样。
So back to the scripture. So this Samaritan woman is broken. So same as people that are now in Canada, in China, the younger generation.
他心里有非常重要的问题。
So in their heart, there are important, I mean, crucial problems.
Questions.
Questions.
他心里有很多的渴望。
They have a lot of wants.
就像这个妇人一样，他的渴望是什么？他有很深的渴望。他问耶稣什么问题？敬拜的问题，对吧？你们说敬拜在耶路撒冷，我们说在这个山上，究竟在哪里？这个是很重要的一个宗教的问题。
And same as the Samaritan woman, what did she ask? She asked about spiritual questions. Where do we worship? Do I worship on this mountain or Jerusalem?
那今天的好多人其实他也有这个问题。
So nowadays, a lot of people have the same question as well.
那今天你到 UBC 去做一个调查，人家说你多少人相信有神？90%说有神。
So if you do a survey in UBC, you will find out probably 90% of them will say they believe in God.
你说你要不要去教会？90%说不去。
But if you ask them, do you want to go to a church? 90% of them will say no.
那为什么？因为他们心里有关于神的很多的问题。
Why? Because they have questions about God in their heart.
但是来到教会能不能回答
？But when they come to a church, can their answer questions be answered?
不仅仅是头脑能不能回答，而是说他能不能感受到真的神在这里。
Not just by answering questions in their heads.But can they feel the presence of God in the church?
那主耶稣呢，就是说用他的这个爱，这种耐心，这种谦卑呢，让这个撒玛利人感受到，第一个感受到非常的安全。
So God, Jesus, by using his patience, his love, so first of all, he makes sure that the Samaritan woman felt safe, loved.
你先想这样一个破碎的妇人，能够跟这样一个先知不断的对话。他是有很多勇气的，对不对
？So imagine this broken woman has to have this long conversation with God. She needs to be encouraged.
我不知道你想想，就是一个这样破碎，就是他在现在活在罪里面，对吧？他要去，如果人说耶稣说我是先知，这个人可能立刻就跑掉了。
So just imagine this person is broken, and Jesus said, "I am the prophet." Probably this person will run away right away.
我记得曾经有过一个经历，那时候比较年轻啊，就是说，那个恩赐啊和生命呢，就是说还是不很协调。就是出现过一些事情。
So I so when I was young, when I first became a believers, and 你的恩赐跟你的什么？
跟这个生命啊。
So, my spiritual life and my giftings are not, you know, like growing together. So there were some problems that arise.
那这个我跟一个小弟兄呢，我带领一个小弟兄祷告的时候呢，我看到一个异象。就酒瓶子在家里越来越多。
So I was praying with a younger brother, and then in my vision I saw that in his house he has a lot of bottles of, you know, wines, alcohol.
我说，是不是偷偷喝酒
？And then I asked him, "Are you drinking?"
那我说，这一下把你给抓住了，因为我是神启示的。
And then now I caught you because God has revealed this to me.
后来怎么他是不是被帮助了呢？
So do you think he was been helped?
后来他就不见我了。
And he stopped seeing me at all.
就说这个就是恩赐和这个神里有时候一些启示呢，我们没有我们的这个心里面心态没有那个谦卑、柔和和爱的这样一个的时候呢，对方不会感觉到被爱。
So this is the this is the problem that when you have the giftings, however you do not have the heart.That is matched with the gifting, so then you will create problems.
那所以呢，就是说，我神会来，我们要求神来叫，不断的坐在我们的里面呢，我们要成为一个健康的人。
So we need to ask God to continue to work in us, so that we can become a healthy person.
健康的是首先一个呢，表现在我们的跟人别人的对话上。
So to be healthy, so first of all, can be revealed by how we talk with others.
那常常对话呢，我们会反映我们自己里面是不是健康。
So how we talk with others can reflect how healthy we are inside.
那我们这种在对话的时候呢，就是当我们能够去聆听的时候，我们会了解对方的需要，就给时间让对方来表达，这是非常重要。我们真正知道他的需要在哪里。不要来假设我知道他的需要。
So when we, you know, like listen to other people's need, then we without, you know, hypothesis on how the other people think.
对，我现在在给一帮庄家在讲话，看来你们都比我懂。其实因为我自己过去是一个很沟通是非常差的一个理科生，你知道吧
？Probably you are more better than me because when I was younger, I was.It's very difficult for me to talk with others because I am, you know, from a scientific background.
过去人很不喜欢跟我讲话，真的。
Back in the days, people do not like to talk to me.
因为我就是那种就是就画句号，常常画句号。
Because I am always, you know,
家里就画句号，像神一样画句号。
Because I always, you know, talk with like a full stop sentence, you know, like period. That's all.
或者呢，就自己独白讲道。
Or the dialogue turns to a monologue, so I'm just talking, you know, like.
所以呢，神就接着今天的这个经文呢，教导我们怎么样去让对方来讲，我们来聆听，真正知道他的感受和需要。
So today, God is teaching us how to, you know, have a proper conversation with others, so that other person can feel and understand.
因为我们一定要清楚，我们的目的是要真正帮助到人，真正建立好的关系。
Because we need to know our purpose is to help and build up the others.
我们的目的不是就是说我的意见要别人接受，这不是目的。目的是要我们来彼此来建造，大家真的能够大家都好。
So the goal is not convince the others to, you know, to and to see your point, but the main goal is to build up each other.
或者你要帮助到对方，真正帮助到对方。
Or you can actually help the other person.
所以第一个要了解他真实的情况，要他自己来表达。
So the first thing is to you do to understand the other person's situation.
还有明白他能够承受的程度，对不对？有些东西你给他，他承受不了，像破碎的人，他很破碎；那些地方他根本承受不了，你给他的一些建议啊，要他做的一些事，他根本是做不了的。
And also, you need to understand what the other party can hold, because sometimes the things that you give it to them, they cannot get it.
因为个人的背景是不一样的。
Because all of us have a different background.
所以我们通过对话呢，谦卑的对话呢，让对方真实的表达自己非常重要。我不是说要他表达，而是要真实的表达。
So through our conversation with humbleness, we can help the other person to, you know, to express themselves freely.
那我们好多说为什么孩子跟父母的关系呢？就是，出了很多的问题，或者属灵的孩子跟我们的长辈出了问题，因为好多时候他不能真实的表达。
So there's a lot of times when our parenting has failed, and also spiritual parents have failed because the younger generation cannot freely express themselves.
那所以这里面就有我们自己要有信心，跟对神要有信心，是不是？
So here, first of all, we need to have faith with God.
孩子昨天喝了 一杯酒，跟同学不到年纪，天不会塌下来的。
If your child underage child had alcohol with some other friends, it is okay. The sky is not falling.
对，我们好多时候因为没需要担心，好像天就塌下。今天这个儿子，你必须。
Sometimes we felt the sky has already fallen, and then we say to our child.
那这就是其实，对，对于我们属灵的父母也是这样。就是有的人可能今天他就不想来教会，有的人他就这样那样，天不会塌下来的。
So same as spiritual parents, that sometimes you know a person might not feel like going to church, you know, the sky is not falling.
所以我们在对话里面呢，不要说你一定要接受我的思想。
So in our conversation, we should not say you have to accept what I ever.
这一点是不是大家觉得很难做到？我们这一代人，对我来说，我一开始非常难做的，我就觉得你一定要接受我的思想。
So for me, it's very hard because in my times, I felt you have to listen to me.
对我的同学、同事都是这种态度。
Including my classmates, my workmates.
其实后来你就知道，就是说为什么他一定要接受你的思想呢？
Then later you will realize why does the other party has to accept what I say.
当我们知道这个，就是说他可能如果跟你意见不同的，可能你要相信50%的几率你是错的，对不对？你能不能接受这样一个事实
？So will you accept the fact that probably 95% that
fifty percent
you are wrong?
能不能接受这样一个事实
？Will you accept the fact?
那即使你不是错的，让他能不能暂时不接受你的，对吧
？So even if you are not wrong, will you accept the fact that he can temporarily not accept what you said?
那有些东西我们讲的是对的，但是呢，他现在没有能力，没有那种信心去做的。
Sometimes even though the things that you say is correct, but that person at that time he has not had that ability to accept it yet.
所以我们必须要来明白他真实能够接受的那个状况在哪里。我不知道大家明白我讲的，有的人一根稻草就把他压死。
So that's why we need to understand what the other person's, you know, like abilities. So sometimes one straw can take down this person.
比如说我们到教会里面说，哎呀，你做基督徒，对不起，对不起，不能说这。你做基督徒都这么多年了。意思说你要爱人如己，你怎么这么搞的
？So sometimes you may say to a person that, "Oh, you've been a Christian for a long time. God said you have to love others as you have loved yourself. Why you screwed up?"
或者说，你看你这样的，对，就是我要知道他真实的一个状况，当时的状况非常重要。
But we need to know the other person's, you know, situation. His.
长话短说，就是我们的目的是要真正的来，要想帮助对方呢，要真正的来帮助到对方。
So our purpose, if you truly want to help others, you want to help others. You know, that's your purpose.
那真正的帮助对方呢，一定要有这个耶稣基督这样，要谦卑、柔和、耐心。
So in order to help, you need to be like Jesus, to have this humbleness, gentleness in your heart.
因为我们的目的不是要人来接受我们的思想，而是要真正帮助对方，这叫做爱。
Because to love is not to persuade others to accept your opinion, but you know, help actually truly help them.
所以我们知道他当时的状况，在那一步上面，我这时候可以做点什么。
So we do need to know the other person's situation. So at this point in time, what can I do to help?
师母现在几点了？现在看不见表。
11:30。
十一点半啊，对对对，该结束的再结束。这个，所以就是我们能够去了解对方承受的一个程度非常重要。
So we need to understand the other person's, you know, ability.
我刚才讲，我其实是一个跟人交流的能力非常差的人，但是这么多年呢，我做家教做了20多年，后来做牧师，后来这些呢，神就开始怎么讲？塑造我，用那个词叫做怎么讲
mold
对了对了
so
那个泥掏浆啊，就是真的是被另外锤子敲碎。
so as I mentioned earlier, I was very bad and you know like having conversation with others, but because I have been a tutor for 20 years, more than 20 years, and pastoring, so in this year God has molded meSo help me to in order for me to, you know.
其中一个很重要的，我这么多年做家教的时候呢，就发现你要教导孩子好呢，就最主要的，你知道他现在能够接受你教导的程度在哪。
So one point from my pastoring experience, tutoring experience, is to understand the child's situation. So how much this child can understand at this point.
那有时候碰到一个12年级的学生，他说他要。考什么大学，将来要当大夫，我一看他的，他10年级的也不懂，那怎么办？
So for example, if a grade 12 student comes to me and saying that, oh, he wants to be a doctor, he wants to learn math, but I find out the math level that he's in is probably only grade 10. So what do you do?
最后发现再去看的时候，他7年级、8年级的都不清楚。
So if you dig deeper, you will realize that, oh, probably he won't even understand grade 6, 7 math.
那你怎么样帮助这个孩子？
How can you help this child then?
那你就要有很多的方法和耐心。
So you need to have different methods and your patience.
让他而且不能失去信心。
And also at the same time, he cannot lose hope.
那你不能说你连6年级都不懂，你做什么大夫啊？
So you cannot...
你明年就毕业了。算了，那他就忘了，他一点信心都没有。
You cannot say to the child, you don't even understand grade 6 math. How can you, you know, become a doctor? So his future will be destroyed because he will lose hope.
所以这个过程里面，神就训练我，就是那个时候怎么样来，一边鼓励他，一边教导他，一边让他一直有信心往前走。
So God has trained me how to encourage and also teach, encourage and teach at the same time, so that he will continue to have the hope.
感谢主，感谢主！我就觉得主耶稣呢，在这里就给我们最好的一个榜样。
So praise the Lord, I think Jesus have gave us a great example.
让我们能够去对什么样的人呢？我们真的去求他给我们智慧，我们怎么样去对话
？So we can ask him, how to say to things to different people with wisdom.
那第一个呢，要对话。
First of all, having dialogue.
对话就是两个人讲。
Dialogue meaning that two people are talking.
对不起，把你们当成小孩子一样。但因为我这一代人，我发现后来都研究生毕业了，不懂得对话。
So I found out that like
说话都是一块一块的。
Even
人家不喜欢跟你讲话。
Even I'm a graduate student, I still don't know how to have a proper dialogue.
后来就是真的感谢神，就是开始对话，就是真的，你讲一句，我讲一句，对不对？
So later on, I found out having a conversation is to allowing the other person to say things after you finish a sentence.
你再讲一句，我再讲一句。
And then I will say something, and the other person will say something back.
就像刚才姐妹讲的，我们先不是要一定有一个 agenda， 一定有我今天一定要解决你什么问题，不要每次都想解决别人的问题。
So when we talk, we do not have this agenda saying that, oh, I have to fix your problem. So, yeah.
所以神就会不断地来教导我。
So God will continue to teach us.
我们也会去慢慢地学习去感受别人的感受。
And we also learn to feel what the other person is feeling.
像我们我的儿子有时候回来的时候啊，我们俩回来晚了。
So sometimes when my son comes back late.
我们可以有不同的问话方式。
So we can have different kind of ways of questioning him.
儿子啊，你为什么这么晚才回家？这是一种方式。
So one can you can say, son, how come you come home so late?
哎，儿子啊，为什么回来这么晚啊？
Why you come home so late?
儿子啊，为什么这么晚回家？
Or you can say, why you come home so late?
对，我不知道。我做父母的就是那一不小心的话我们去不愿意去感受对方的感受的时候如果有最后一种方式儿子就是、啊、爸爸我现在有作业我赶紧去做作业了蒙一光蒙一死
So I don't know like kids will have a different response to that So probably if you say in the last like what I said in the last time So your kid probably will run away went to their room and say, okay, I need to do my homework.
因为他们会知道第一种方式呢，你在关心他。
Because they know the first method when you talk to him like that, he knows that you care about him.
儿子，你为什么这么晚才回家？
Son, why you come home so late?
那第二种呢，他就知道你可能愿意知道，为什么怎么样晚来回家。
So the second method, maybe he will understand that you care about why he came home.
第三种方式呢，就是说你要找麻烦，很简单，他一听你就，你要父母要找他的麻烦，不是关心他，也不是说是要找他麻烦。
So the third method, when he say, he hear that you say that, he knows that he's in trouble. So you are looking for trouble.
感谢主，就是我们的主耶稣做了榜样。如果主耶稣用我们最后那种方式，这个撒玛利亚妇人早就跑掉了。
So praise the Lord God, Jesus Christ is our example. If he has used the last method.This Samaritan woman would have run away.
不但是这个撒玛利亚妇人跑掉，我也跑掉了。
Not only the Samaritan woman will run away, I will also run away from God.
但是呢，真的主耶稣非常温柔、非常爱心的，一路就是这样来鼓励我们，各样的，在保护我们。
So praise the Lord God has walked with us along the journey to continue to understand us, encourage us, and sustain us.
感谢主，我们先讲到这里，让大家有些回应。
So praise the Lord, we will end here, and we also, you know, invite you to come and respond as well.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we praise you.
我们知道主啊，现在你启示的这些问题非常的重要。
So we understand that the things that you reveal to us are important things.
我们要想跟教导好我们的孩子有好的亲子关系，我们父母必须要健康。
So in order to have a good relationship with our Kids, we need to be first of all become a healthy parent.
如果我们要有属灵的儿女带到教会来，跟他们要有好的关系。
If we need to bring spiritual children into a church, we need to have a good relationship with them.
我们也需要健康，在灵里面要健康。
We also want spiritual health.
主啊，你来帮助我们有健康的心灵。
Help us so that our heart and our mind will be healthy.
因此，我们出来的。这个话语主啊是的主也是健康
so that the words that come out of us are also healthy words
主啊在以后的日子里面来不断的来给我们恩典
in the latter days continue to give us the grace
让这条路上主啊我们越做越喜乐
so that we will walk in joy more and more on this journey
谢谢你你不定我们的罪
thank you Lord that you do not condemn us
主啊你的怜悯恩典主啊是的主先生胖垮胜
So your righteousness will,
your mercy
will triumph over, punishment.
所以你总是给我们盼望，跟我们学习的机会。
You always give us hope, give us ways to learn.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen.